Online learning is impersonal, right? Because it can't be personal. We're mediated through technology. I'm just a series of bits, and you have no chance of getting to know who I am as a student, and or for me as a student to get maybe to know who you are as an instructor. So that's got to be true, right?
I certainly believed it. My professional background is I'm a lawyer, and I tried cases for 14 years. And so I really understand the crucible of the courtroom. For me, the classroom is an extension of that type of learning crucible. It was inconceivable to me that that could happen online. After all, at best, you're getting a headshot of me, and you're not seeing my excitement. How can I possibly connect with you? I can't look into your eyes. You can't look into my eyes. And, you know, the most remarkable thing about this entire experience is the myths came from me. I believed them. And then what happened was I taught the course, and my students taught me that they were myths. In my classes, students have to keep a blog that's a learning journal on a weekly basis. And at midnight of every Friday, they have to have entered in their journal the application of their learnings for that week. So everything they learned in our synchronous sessions, they have to apply to a real-life experience. They have to analyze it, and then they have to integrate these learnings from week to week. What I found them talking about in their learning journal was, while they'd never met each other, they felt like they knew each other better than in the on-site classes that they took. They were writing about that because they were as surprised about it as I was. Without exception for that, with that first class, pretty much all but two people were doing their first online class. And the two that had online class before this didn't have the same experience. But they felt that they knew each other better. And that is a remarkable statement.
Now, and I know you had them do some other things in preparation in terms of, introducing themselves, creating their own personal brand and online portfolio before they joined the course, and then really making that presence known in the course. I think you even set up some class meetings, some get-togethers before the class started so that folks could start to get the sense of what it would be like to get to know one another in the space and live the learning.
No, that's exactly right. In fact, I'm pretty rabid about that idea, and certainly approaching the first course ever, I was really focused on that. So they had to create their e-portal on Epsilon. They had to have a picture. They had to indicate their experience and their interest. I felt that we had to do everything we could to get to know each other before the course started. And then their very first forum actually had to be posted 2 days before the class started. And a week before the class started, I held two sessions, and I called them free sessions, where they could come and talk to me and ask me whatever they wanted to know, and we could test out things in the classroom. So we sort of had these virtual introductions and place settings before the class started. I was so passionate about this that I actually gave grades for this. So it meant before they even met me, they were graded on their e-portfolio as well as their brand introduction.
Excellent. And I'm thinking that right away what you did in providing that assignment and structure for students was make yourself really available. I know you created your own e-portfolio as well so that students could get to know you and got a real clear sense of what the expectations were for the course, that they'd be immersed in an environment. But it wound up being extremely personal. Personal. Imagine if a professor said before a class started, hey, we're going to have a meeting or two just to get to know one another, just so that you can get to see what's involved. Come on in, review the course syllabus. All these things, I think, help make it a really tremendously personal experience, maybe more personal than an on-site course could have been.
That's the most peculiar thing, because, in fact, more than one student wrote in their blog that it was more personal than their on-site class. And that's pretty mind-boggling when you think about it.